Love? Dating? Relationships? What do? Love Talks Back. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another evening of Love Talks Back. My name is MC. I'm one of your hosts. And tonight, I'm actually the only host. I'm flying solo. I am just doing this thing on my own. NA is currently in Broken Hill. She's doing a bit of career research. That's what I'm... career research. And hopefully she can figure out all her research, get her results, and come back to Sydney and tell us what's happening. Now, speaking about talking and doing other things, we're talking about communication on this week's show. We're going to be talking to Jerry and Crystal Wilkes, who will give us some insight into what it's like as a married couple, as a newly married couple, to communicate and how communication is different from when you're a married couple as opposed to when you're just dating or when you're in your single life. So we're going to be finding out a lot of stuff tonight. Hope you enjoy it. It's Love Talks Back. You're with MC on Cradio.
This is James and you're talking to... No, you're not. This is James and you're talking... Why did I keep saying that? This is James and you're listening to Love Talks Back.
Now, guys, 2 weeks ago, I went to my youth group, and my youth group hails all the way in Baulkham Hills, New South Wales, Sydney, Australia, whatever else is in the universe. And we, throughout the term, have been talking about love and relationships. And obviously, this is a love and relationships show. So I thought I'd go and showcase the show a little bit. But also, I caught an interview with a lovely young married couple. They've been married for 6 months. Their names are Jeremiah and Crystal Wilkes. And I was fortunate enough to have my recorder with me and recorded the interview for you at home so you could hear it as well. It had some really great advice about how to communicate in a relationship and also things that you should be aware of before you start a relationship. Things to do with your life that you might want to get sorted out before you have a commitment with another person. So I just want to also do a big shout out to my good friend Nathan, who conducted the interview. Thank you very much for letting me record. Let's have a listen now to Jeremiah and Crystal Wilkes talking about communicating in their relationship.
I think, assuming as you sort of grow in closeness as a couple, you begin to realise, I mean, we call it the communication dance, if you like.
The only dance that a man will ever do.
The communication one, and they better do it, otherwise it gets a bit sad. but Jerry does it very well, and I think that as a couple we've been able to master that quite significantly, because biblically, two are becoming one on that day and remaining so for the rest of their lives. And so if you can't... So what we had to do was make sure that we communicated to each other, and every day we do this, three or four times a day, make sure that we've communicated I've communicated my heart to Jerry, and Jerry communicates his heart back to me, my mind to Jerry, and his mind back to, you know, and so on. And it's intense in the sense that if you are not on the same page, it will make life extremely difficult, and things can get really broken if you go down that path. So you've got to be able to master the art of the communication dance, if you like. But yeah, that is the main difference between, I'd say, being, say, dating, us as a dating couple, and us as a married couple, is now we are both open books, and it's like you cannot close that book anymore. It's done. It's open. And but it's a constant, it's a battle to work on that and to battle for that. So we've got to, we always have to make sure that we're protecting each other's dignity in that, and that we're always battling for each other to make sure we are open, we are loving, we are patient, we are kind, all those things. And doing that in a way that's open communication.
And I guess the man side of the dance, the man dance, is it's all of that, and it encompasses even more, because guys don't get women. We try, we pretend, we think, but nah, we don't. I've realised that Crystal thinks very different to Jerry. And Jerry doesn't really think in comparison to what Crystal thinks and how Crystal thinks. And so I need to understand that when I'm communicating to Crystal, I need to communicate in a way that she understands. So, for example, if Crystal comes to me and says, "How was your day?" and I go, "Yeah, good." What that was, well, that was actually a really bad response, because Crystal, actually, it's not about the, "Oh, it was good or it was bad." It was actually, "I would like to start a conversation with you." And so, and quite seriously, that's one thing that I think guys struggle with. We struggle to talk with each other. "Hey, yo, good. How's the day?" "Great." "How's the bus ride?" "Awesome." "What happened?" "Saw a guy picking his nose." "What happened?" "He flicked it." Like, you know, and that's kind of it, you know. But yeah, but and that's one of the big things I've learned in the, I guess, the last 6 months in our premarital course as well.
You're listening to Love Talks Back. Call us on 8005 1530 or send an email to askus@lovetalksback.com.
Love Tip 101.
Ladies, let them have their bromance time with their friends. No one likes a clingy girl. No one.
Jerry and Crystal have a little bit more to say. Let's get back to the interview.
I think that in relationships, and particularly ones that are going to become romantic and lead to more commitment, there are a couple of areas that you have to get sorted with your partner before you can really progress to any kind of true commitment that's going to last forever. I mean, there's some areas that, you know, taboo topic, but money. If you don't talk about money, you don't get sorted with your money, it's done. Money is apparently, I don't know, the stats, I don't exactly know what the stats are, but I'm hearing that money is apparently the number one reason for most breakups of marriages.
And we have proof of that. In the beginning of our relationship, when we got together, Crystal was debt-free and I had 12 grand worth of debt, wasn't it? Yeah, it was about that. It was like that. I bought a car, then bought another car because I killed the first car by putting injector fluid in the motor. And all the guys would probably know that that's not a good thing. You meant to put it in the petrol tank. Anyway, and so it was very important. I started to understand that it was very important for Crystal that I actually had my finances sorted, because what that meant was is that I actually not only cared about myself, but I cared about both of us as a potential future. Not that we knew at that time. Well, Crystal said she knew, but she did. But like, you know, but we didn't know as a couple that we would be eventually getting married. And if we're going to sort of date and do that sort of stuff, we actually need to sort of come together on those things. And so.
Yeah, so money, big deal. Also, the next thing, we talked a little bit about communication just before, but if you are not able to be honest about where you're at, the fact that you've had a bad day, the fact that someone, I mean, really peeved you off today, or that something has really upset you today, or that something really good has happened and you just cannot contain your excitement and cannot stop talking about it, and if that person can't listen to your excitement, there's a problem. You've got to be able to work through those sorts of things. I know I come home and sometimes I am just full of school and Jerry's like, "Yep, yep, yep. Okay, yeah, so you did, your kids did cute things. Yep, yep. Okay, yeah, so you got painting and stuff out. Yep, yep, yep. Okay, so tomorrow you're going to do more painting. Okay, yep." And today I got in the car and Jerry's telling me everything that he heard on the news about Qantas. And I'm like, yep, yep, yep. And it's, you know, and we laugh about these things. But if you cannot listen to those mundane things that excites the other person, that's a problem.
And along with that, like, obviously, is social cues as well. And Crystal does this thing. She has three kinds of smiles, all right? So the first smile is that she's genuinely laughing at what I'm saying. That's number one. See, like that one. Like that. Now, the number two smile is sort of saying, "Yes, I'm listening to you. What relevance does this have to our lives?" And then the third smile is like, "Yes, Jerry, now I have something to say." And it's actually far more important. It always is. So, yeah. So, you know, you learn those sort of things, and those two go hand in hand.
Thanks, Jerry. So money and communication, really important. Do you want to add anything before I continue? Okay. So money, communication. With communication, it's not just talking and listening. It's also body language and respect and friendship. And also developing a respect for things, like picking up cues. For example, I really it really, really annoys me when people leave a mess and then after 3 days just don't clean it up. And I feel really unloved because I feel like I then have to go and do it, and then I have to go and do it again, and then I have to go and do it again. And then by the third or fourth time, I'm just like, nobody loves me. But with Jerry...
Well, with Jerry, Jerry's very different. He comes from a family where basically he doesn't do anything. So when I moved out, like for example, I lived in one particular place, and I made pumpkin soup, and I had a person move in with me, and I left for 3 days to go to another campsite to work. I forgot about the pumpkin soup. Now, the other person that lived there didn't use the microwave for the first 2 days. Then they wanted their morning hot chocolate, and they weren't feeling too well. And so they opened the microwave, and there's this moldy, mangy pumpkin soup. Now, she decided not to touch it because she's like, you know, and waited till I came home. And then she's sitting on the couch like in fetal position going, you need to go to the microwave. And so I went to the microwave, and I looked at it, and just this woof just kind of hit me. I was like, ugh. And I do that from time to time, but not pumpkin soup anymore. But
he does it with his dirty socks in the car now. And I get in the car, and then I open the door, and this waft just hits me, and I'm like, Jerry, stop! You're torturing me, doll.
And by the way, while we're here, while we're on the whole sock thing, Crystal, Crystal, right? What she says is the way that she. Yeah, don't worry, it's going to come back to the topic. It's going to come back to the topic. But the way that she kind of brings the topic up of, you know, maybe there's something in the car you need to clean up, she always goes, Jerry, there's such a sweet smell in the car. Oh, the sweet smell. So anyway,
Money, communication, picking up cues like body language, all that sort of thing, very important. If you don't do those things, that can mean the yay or the nay for the rest of your marriage. It sounds really serious and detrimental, and why break up over something so simple? But with our premarital course, which we did and was fantastic to do, so if you ever get married, do make sure you go to one. One of the things that it talked about was that these little things add up, and people remember those little things. And if Jerry never cleans up his socks, which of course he does, but say he never does and he never picks up after himself or whatever, I come to associate Jerry with that negative feeling. And then 6 months might go by, and then 12 months might go by, and then suddenly you're not really talking to your partner, and then maybe there's a nice guy at work, and things lead to another, and that's how affairs begin. And that's where things go. So you've just got to be really, really aware of what's going on today.
Cradio.org.au, where love talks back.
It does.
You're listening to Love Talks Back. Thank you for listening. Hope you're enjoying the interview with Jeremiah and Crystal Wilkes. They've got one last thing to say before we leave. So let's have a listen at what they have to say about being a young married couple and the trials that that might bring.
The thing is with life is that you walk, there's this sort of tightrope, if you like, between all the known and everything that you know is permanent and everything that you know is secure. And then you've got the other side where things are not permanent and things are not secure and things are not necessarily happy. And so you walk this tightrope, and that's life. And we all walk this tightrope, and our entire lives is going to be like that. When you're young, it's easy to sort of feel like you're too much on the insecure side because work is not permanent. It's unlikely that somebody who's 23 is going to land a permanent job that they don't ever have to leave for the next 35 years. You're at the bottom of all the pay scale, so you might be straight out of uni, you slap on the bottom and you're earning 45 grand a year, which might sound like a lot, but you try and pay rent with that, you try and pay bills with that. We got a speeding fine the other day, which set us back a ridiculous amount of money. Don't get speeding fines. But things happen. Things happen. I wasn't driving. So you walk this tightrope where things are not secure. I've been blessed to have temporary contracts for 12 months every year consecutively for the last three. But towards the end of this year, I've known all year that my school is decreasing in size and there will not be a job for me at Kingswood next year. So I've known that. And so, you know, you trust in the Lord and you know that he will look after you. And we've also known that where we live and where we go to church and all those things have to be fairly fluid as we don't know where we're permanently living or anything like that. And so you have to sort of have an acceptance of and a trust that the Lord is going to look after you and that that it is going to be okay. So we've had to, you know, get our heads around, okay, we're not going to St. Michael's every week. How do we feel about that? You're okay, so it kind of sucks. But it's life and that's just what you do for the, you know, in a way, you know, you talk about sacrifice of getting together, moving out, the whole thing. And that's just one of the sacrifices of that. And when you're young, that's just what we do. So when I was looking for a job, I had to lean on Jerry for a lot of support because writing applications and trying to work at the same time and pay the bills and we have one car and so that makes things a little bit complicated sometimes. It can be very stressful when you come home at the end of the day and I'm thinking I've got reports to write, I've got to write an application, I've got to go to sleep at some point and then I've got to get up next day and then be a mum to 25 kids at school who are under the age of 7. So it's sort of, it's a bit full on and then Jerry's like, okay, darling, your husband, it'd be really nice if we could have a cup of tea at some point. So, you know, Jerry's just been amazing in that way and that's kind of the role of a husband and a wife sometimes. You've just got to be that support and things get tough.
Yeah, and many times it's sometimes it's about the mental and emotional sacrifice for the other partner in the relationship. And like as Crystal is sort of talking about her getting the full-time job, at the same time, I had made a decision the year prior that I was going to go to uni because I have had a retail background, as previously mentioned, and so I was in full-time work. I was used to getting heaps of money. Well, not heaps of money, it's retail, but getting the same amount of money for quite a long time. That was sort of my security, and so then being accepted to do social work and arts was for me life-changing, and moving into sort of like looking at sort of prepping ourselves for getting married, we really had to come to an agreement on, first of all, am I going to continue doing uni? How are we going to support? And that's why it comes back to the money. That sort of thing, like financially.
You can't ignore money. It will come and eat you otherwise.
Just like Pac-Man. But I think we've actually done that quite successfully because we've had such a rich 6 months. Like, it's been such a great 6 months and also. And, yeah, so, yeah. But that's kind of the struggles, I guess, we had to have. And then, obviously, I had all sorts of new pressures, like learning, again, how to do an essay and that sort of thing, which is just, that's rubbish. But, but you know, and Crystal was just so patient with me, sort of saying, well, you know, darling, it's okay. You can actually do this. You need to sort your brain out. And so sort of helping me how, because like, you know, it's all in there, but then actually categorizing everything and getting it all right. This is the intro body conclusion and then actually shaping and blah, blah, blah. And Crystal's really good at that. And so this is a point that I'd like to segue into and then I'll just give it straight back to you, is that it is also about encouraging and bringing out the talents that your partner has, because if you try to suppress that, or if you try to hide that, or try to, or even not acknowledge that, then that is not a good place to start. It's not going to be fruitful for your relationship. And I've noticed that since I've pulled my ego out, and since I had started sort of realizing about all these talents that Crystal had prior to us getting married, that was actually a really good pathway for us to be connected, because then I opened up and she saw things in me and I saw things in her, etc. And yeah, so
yeah, one of the things from the premarital course that we learned about was that if somebody, I mean, in a lot of couples you have one person might be really, really good with finances and administration and paying bills on time and all that sort of thing, and the other person might not be very good at that at all. And another example might be is one person is really, really social and is very comfortable in social situations, and the other person might not be so much at all. Like, I'm more shy than Jerry. I'm extroverted as well, but I'm certainly not as extroverted as Jerry is. Surprise, surprise. Who could be? Is it possible? but the whole idea being that you can learn to develop the talents that your partner has by watching them and learning from them, and that's part of the great, that's one of the great things about being a partnership. So it's awesome being married. Do it one day.
Guys, that's all we have time for. We're going to end the show with some Emily's list. Just to recap what Jerry and Crystal said, a big thank you to Jeremiah and Crystal Wilkes, who gave us their interview and gave us some insight into how to communicate, what we need to do before we get into a relationship, and just basically what we need to be prepared for if us young people do enter relationships at a young age. Guys, it's been awesome having you listening in, and I hope that you can send us an email with all your thoughts, suggestions, any afterthoughts that you have about today's show or any other shows that we have on Love Talks Back. All you have to do is email askus@lovetalksback.com. I'll find out where NA is going, and she should be back in the next couple of weeks when we have our next show. Adios amigos, and catch you guys soon.
E-M-I-L-I-E.
Emily's List. This week on Emily's List, I'm going to recap what we've just heard from our lovely interview with Jeremiah and Crystal Wilkes. Firstly, the communication dance is really important, that both people in relationship should share their heart and share their mind. Don't forget to listen to the other person in your relationship, because that's the most important thing, that they feel that they're being heard and then they understood that you have comprehended what they're saying. Be aware of various social cues and body language so that you can know whether you're stepping boundaries or whether you're about to enter into a conversation that's really needed. Sort out your finances so you can also be prepared for any situation that life throws at you. And remember to trust in God and trust in His providence. Know that He will help you and care for you. I'm MC.
I'm NA, and that's about it.